And it's people in your neighborhood. And this morning I have two very special guests. And in honor of school's going to be starting up here pretty soon. So you know what? I invited Brandon Lowry. He's the principal. And Natalie Feller. She's the new assistant principal at Georgia Morris Middle School. And good morning, both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And it's great to meet you. So first of all, I probably everybody wants to know a little bit. Now, I understand, like, I know you told me, Mr. Lowry, that, see, I must feel like I'm in middle school, that Brandon, that you've been at the school for a while, so people probably already know you and familiar with your name, I'm sure.
A little bit. I grew up here in Pierre, graduated from Riggs High back in 1999 and had the opportunity to come back to Pierre in 2006. And started out teaching math in 7th and 8th grade. And then 9 years ago, I had the opportunity again to move into the assistant principal's position. And so I've been there the last 9 years and have a great opportunity now to take to lead the school and move into the head principal position this year.
You're a math teacher.
Yep. Taught math for quite a few years.
Oh, man. I don't like math. It's like... So what was it like teaching math? I mean, were the kids pretty responsive to the math class? You know, did they show an interest in it?
I think what I experience, especially with middle school kids, is either you love math or you hate it.
Yeah.
And those that love it usually are pretty good at it. Those that struggle don't really care for it as much, but felt like we were able to make a difference in those and tried to really strive for even those ones that didn't care for math, that they would at least have fun in the class and learn something as we went.
Absolutely. So what do you think that you're going to be able... So I want to ask you about a principal. So what is the authority of the principal? So is the principal the one that sets the policies at the schools?
Well, policies are actually set primarily by our school board, mm-hmm. which are district-wide policies. And then it's the principal's responsibility to enact those and follow those. Certainly have... rules and expectations that are established by the principal for the individual schools.
So what do you bring into the school in this position as principal?
Well, I think the community probably won't see a lot of change, especially this first year. Again, being the assistant there the last 9 years, I've helped establish a lot of the things that we've been doing. I believe in what we have been doing and really working on that continual improvement mindset and trying to continue to increase our test scores and do those kind of things. But so we've set processes and things in place that really have moved the school in the direction that we want it to go. And I just want to continue that moving it in that direction.
No, it sounds great. So up next, Natalie, and you're the new assistant principal.
Yes, so, good morning.
And how are you?
Good. How are you?
So I know you said that you're not from here.
I'm not. I am from Houston, Texas. So just recently moved up here. I've been here about a week and a half, actually. So if you see me still unpacking boxes, that's why. We're still settling in. But yes, moved across the country all the way to Pierre.
Man, that's a big difference. It's like you move from there. Well, you said Houston, right?
Yep, Houston.
So from Houston, I don't know how many. I don't know what the population is, but going from Houston to... You know, Pierre with 14,000, I mean, that's going to be a big difference for you.
Yeah, it's very big. My husband's family is from the area, so we came here to be closer to his family and, you know, raise our son in a different community than Houston.
So what a little bit about your background in education and...
Yes, so I worked in a school district down in the Houston surrounding areas. It was Pasadena ISD. I worked there for about 14 years. I was a classroom teacher for about 6 years, and then I worked as what they called a literacy campus coach. Mm-hmm. So I worked to consult with teachers on my campus, supporting them in instruction and implementation of their curriculum. I did that for about 3 years, and then I was promoted to a district specialist where I specialized in reading instruction. And so I was able in that position to write curriculum, support campuses. I had about 36 elementary schools that I supported, about 300 teachers that I helped. And I also got to do a lot of professional development, which was like adult learning classes.
Okay. So all the students out there, now school starts when? Is it
in
August 21st.
August 21st. So it's just pretty much right around the corner.
Yeah.
I know a lot of kids don't want to hear that, but, you know.
We're ready for them.
You know, for me, I always look forward to going back to school because see a lot of my friends that I hadn't seen all summer. And, you know, so I always look forward to it. But, you know, the students out there, a lot of them may be nervous about, you know, starting middle school and stuff. But, you know, they just keep in mind that they're not the only ones that's new.
Yeah, that's what I tell them. I'll be nervous with
that's
them.
That's right. No, I bet. So I know you only haven't been here that long, but I mean, what do you think of, you know, Pier so far?
We're loving it. We love the river. We love the views. A lot less concrete than Houston had. So also the weather has been awesome compared to what we're used to down in southeast Houston, Texas. So we're just enjoying it. Everybody's been very, very friendly and very welcoming. So it's been very nice moving here so far.
So you said your husband's from this area?
Yes.
So I'm sure he's probably already warned you about the South Dakota winters.
Yes, he has. I might need to go shopping.
Okay. Yeah, when I came here, I didn't have really a good winter coat, or at least not good enough. But last winter was you know, pretty mild. I mean, you know, Brandon can tell you is that, you know, this winter was pretty mild and not much snow, and the temperatures weren't that bad. So, you know, but so this winter will probably be a pretty serious one. Probably it'll probably be a lot worse. So
I'm hoping it takes it easy on me.
Yeah. What I already had mine take it easy. So I don't know. Maybe if you're lucky, it'll be another one to just wean you into the South Dakota winter. But we'll see. So it's good to have you here and good to meet both
of you. Thank
you. And congratulations, and hope that the year goes well for you. I'm glad I'm not in school anymore, but it's I'm sure you're looking forward to it and welcoming all the kids. Young people.
Young adults.
That's right. They don't like to be called kids, which I don't blame them. I didn't when I was that age. And so it's you know, I just didn't like that. Well, thank you both for coming in, and it was great to meet you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Appreciate the opportunity to come in and introduce ourselves and introduce Natalie to the community.
Oh, and by the way, and Natalie, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but this Saturday there's a big event over there in Fort Pierre across the river. It's the Trader Days. So if you and your family gets a chance, maybe go on over there, and you're going to have some live music. I mean, just a lot of events, just many, many events over there in Fort Pierre.
Awesome. Well, check it out.
Okay. Well, have a good one, both of you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.